Hi, I'm Lynn Tobin, music teacher and cellist, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Lynn Tobin, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day five. Happy Friday. It's ORF week here on IPR's Kids Commute, and we will check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Our guest this week is cellist and music teacher Lynn Tobin, and she's been teaching us all about how ORF worked with kids and music with these ORF instruments in the ORF style. Hiya, Lynn.
Good morning, Kate. We've been celebrating the music written for children by German composer Karl ORF and his friend and colleague Gunhild Kietmann. Together, ORF and Kietmann composed many of the arrangements for the five-volume series Music for Children. These volumes, first published in 1950, are still available and used in music classrooms today. You've probably learned this week that music played on ORF instruments is often very simple and easy to play, even for first-time musicians. That is why children all over the world enjoy playing on ORF instruments in their school music classrooms.
Now, sometimes, Lynn, ORF arrangements don't use any singing at all. They have another interesting way of making sound.
That's right, Kate. They even use expressive chanting to tell a story. Here is a tale that might be familiar to all of you listeners. There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. In this arrangement, each animal is represented by a different percussion instrument.
There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a spider. That wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
She swallowed the spider. To catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed a fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a cat. Fancy that, she swallowed a cat.
She swallowed a cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed the fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a dog. She went the whole hog, she swallowed a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed the fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a cow. I wonder how she swallowed a cow.
She swallowed the cow to catch the dog.
She swallowed the dog to catch the cat.
She swallowed the cat to catch the bird.
She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and wriggled inside her.
She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I wonder why she swallowed the fly.
Poor old woman, she's sure to die.
There was an old woman who swallowed a horse.
She died.
Of course.
Object lesson. Don't try to swallow a horse or a fly or any of the things that old lady swallowed.
That's very good advice, Kate.
Lynn, what is the most famous piece of music from the ORF and Kietmann volumes of Music for Children? What's something that they might actually recognize?
I think the most famous piece from the volumes of Music for Children is the Street Song. This is the perfect example of the way the ORF approach layers additional instruments and rhythms as the main melody is repeated and elaborated upon many times. This piece has been used in movies and commercials.
Thank you.
Well, I know I've heard that one before, and I hope you enjoyed that street song. That is, again, from Volumes of Music for Children by Orff and Keatman. Lynn Tobin, thank you for teaching us so much about this music this week.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's been a lot of fun.
And I just want to say one quick thing, which is thank you to Orff and Keatman for doing this. I think this means a lot in terms of trying to make music something fun and approachable.
I agree, Kate.
Well, that does it for Orff Week on IPR's Kids Commute. Lynn Tobin, thank you so much for coming in and teaching us about all of this music. It's been fascinating.
Kate, thank you so much for inviting me. It's really been fun.
All right. Well, goodbye, Lynn.
Goodbye, Kate.
Aw, thanks again, Lynn. It was so much fun to have her here. I hope you enjoyed Orff Week. Also, big congratulations to our contest winner who will be on stage with me and the band tonight playing the clapper during Sleigh Ride for Sounds of the Season. I hope we'll see you there. Now, if you weren't able to get tickets to the concert, don't worry. You can listen live tonight on Classical IPR to a radio broadcast of the concert or watch a featured webcast. We'll have a link to that at our website, kidscommute.org. Okay, that does it for this week's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm producer Tony Biro.
Thanks again to Lynn Tobin. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. We'll see you next week.